Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 26th of January. Starting off with Abingdon Health, which haven't looked at before, but we've got this classic setup, a small chart or small, not much charting data, let's say. And we've broken the initial resistance from December last month at 109. Long candle, that's normally a plus point. We've also gapped up today, which is a second plus point. So guessing where the top of the channel is obviously the skill here, if there is any skill involved in this. And looks as though we're heading towards £1.70 as an upper parallel on this the current price action that we have. That's valid while we hold above 109 and end of day close above yesterday's high of 122, let's say, would certainly make this look like a very constructive chart over the near term. Time frame on the £1.70 target as soon as the end of March, and even with a bit of luck, actually, as soon as the end of next month, but at the moment going for the end of March. One of the Share Talk stocks of the year, I believe it was number three in the hit parade for 2021, was Deep Verge. And here it looks like we've got inverted head and shoulders formation for what data there is. So going from the early part of October, when the shares adopted their current form. A bit of neckline resistance there around 37, 38 pence, but we'd close above that and we could be in a rising trend channel pointing as high as 90 pence. On a 2 to 3 month time frame, maybe a bit longer than that, but let's say a 3 month time frame. And the upside argument valid certainly while we hold above the 50-day moving average, currently just under 28 pence. So above 28, looking for up to 80 or 90 pence at the top of that rising October trend channel over the early part of 2021. Galileo is next on the runway here, and solid news from the company today. Just missing out on the top of that rising trend channel drawn previously from February. That was pointing at a potential 2.9 pence target, just shy of 3 pence. Weekly close above that 2.9 pence resistance line, and we could be looking at a new leg up towards 6 pence, which is a March resistance line projection. The upside valid while we hold above initial January resistance at 2.1 pence at the moment. So looking pretty constructive there, both on a fundamental and a technical perspective at Galileo. A stock which I was shying away from because I thought that the story was almost over was Gfinity, but it looks like the story's just beginning in terms of the charts, well, the charting situation. Great bull flag breakout today through the initial January resistance, that peak at 5.5 pence, let's call it. That also broke the neckline resistance around 4.6, which is basically the takeoff level that we had last week. So above 4.6, looking for as high as the top of a rising trend channel from November 2019 up to 10 pence, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. So not bad, above 4.6, hopefully up towards 10 pence for Gfinity. Stock which apparently I looked at before but can't remember a thing due to advancing age perhaps is GST Technologies. We had a couple of targets here before previously. One was 0.35. Well, 0.35, we were looking for 0.55. That has now obviously been blown out of the water, so we're looking to see if there's a bit more on the cards. The view now is that above that resistance on the way down, which was around the 0.65 level, we could see a final destination, final near-term destination for GS Technologies as high as 1.4 pence, which is the top of a rising late 2018 price channel, or at least that resistance line of a channel from that particular time. So above 0.65 up to 1.4 potentially by the end of next month. Moving along to another stock which has done well over the recent past and which I can't remember either, and that's GTEC. Here we've got the shares easily breaking the initial target here at 25 pence. Above 25 pence, and we're looking forward, hopefully, towards the top of a rising trend channel from August 2019, promising us as high as 38 pence over the next 2 to 4 weeks. So above 25, up towards the 40 pence area for GTEC. Moving along to a slightly less dramatic chart, here's a stock which it's good to see it doing a little bit better now. Jersey Oil and Gas. Well, what we're looking for here is a decent end of day or a weekly close above 137, which was the initial January resistance, which looks like it looks as though we'll get that. We had a golden cross buy signal between the 50 and 200-day moving averages at the beginning of the month, and then a gap through the 50-day line at 118 today, which is pretty impressive. Above 137, looking towards the top of that early 2020 price channel, as high as £2.10 by the end of next month at the current rate of progression. But upside slowed down by any breakdown back below £1.37. A stock which I covered on Sunday, which has done rather well for obvious reasons, is Marichal Capital. We've already hit and broken the initial target here, which was 2.5p, which has now become or should now become new support. And while we're above 2.5, looking for that, what's that? What's I suppose it's a late 2015 resistance line projection as high as 3.5p. If you want to be, if you're an optimist, then you're probably looking for a slightly higher target than 3.5, so up towards a trend line from the same time but slightly higher versus that 2017 peak. So promising up to 4.5p over the next few weeks. But all of that while we hold above the 2.5p area. On to a stock which saw a lot of people trying to catch the falling knife, and hopefully after going probably a little bit lower than people expected, we have had a rebound here. Bear trap from below the 105p October low, so I think we went down to 101.70. The view here is probably that while we're above yesterday's intraday peak at 108.5, that's a decent stop loss, 108.5 on an end of day close basis, we could head back towards the initial January support at £1.31 as a best case scenario over the next few weeks. So let's see if that pans out, perhaps by the end of next month or sooner for Petrofac. A stock which has been bubbling up quite helpfully, quite constructively over recent weeks is Tissue Regenics. And what's attractive here is the support and rebound off the 50-day moving average in the floor of a rising trend channel from the middle of last year at 0.49p. The sort of long candle we've had today in breaking that January resistance line and the 20-day moving average at 0.53. End of day close above the 20-day line today should be enough to open up the prospect of a top of May trend channel from last year as high as 0.9p as soon as the end of next month. So looking pretty constructive there for Tissue Regenics. Stock which didn't have much charting data because it was a new one to the market, but has played ball in terms of charting techniques, Tiruparti Graphite. We initially broke the first peak that the shares had, 56p, and that gave us a target in the mid-60s. Current situation is that we've bounced off the 20-day moving average at 80p and the floor of the rising trend channel from last month, and now above the 20-day moving average, looking for 115 to 120 as soon as the end of next month. Be cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-day close through 90p, but the long candle today gives the impression that we've done enough in terms of consolidation over the last few weeks to hit a £1.10 plus target over the next 4 to 6 weeks or less. Just a couple of stocks to go now. First one is U Group, where we've had a decent spike higher for the shares. Gap through resistance, which is one of the favoured setups that you can have. Both the old peak from June last year and January, the last that peak there at £1.44. While we're above that on an end of day close basis, looking towards as high as £2, which is a January resistance line projection and the top of the broader triangle from the beginning of last year. So let's see how we go on that. If you're cautious of the shares, maybe you wait for a £1.60 plus end of day close before targeting 200p over the next few weeks. Finishing off with Zoo Digital, and here we've got second gap up for the shares. in the recent past, which is normally which is pretty impressive. Normally on these bullish stocks, gaps coming through. So let's see if we get through, see if we get a final one. But the view at this stage is that while we're above yesterday's high at 94 pence, we could still stretch up to the top of the rising trend channel from the end of January last year, as high as £1.10. And after that, maybe we can take a view on any potential further upside. That could be towards the line of resistance, which I'm just drawing at the moment, which would be up towards the £2 level. But let's see how we do with getting up to £1.10. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.